following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Lori Anderson. I'm a registered nurse, and I am joined by Dr. Cheryl Child. She is an MD, and we are also certified Optavia coaches with Optavia, and we're so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals, and this call will last 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get those answers from your health professionals right away. So keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, and we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking any medications or have any medical considerations, because as you lose weight, those medications will probably need to be adjusted, which is a good thing. We would love to get as many questions as possible tonight. So we will begin from hearing just from a few of you that are on the line joining us tonight. Then we will share, Dr. Child will share a quick health tip for the week. And then after that, we'll open up for the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. You are probably all muted right now. So if you'd like to say hello, all you need to do is hit *6 on your phone to unmute, then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far from the program. And if you're brand new, we'd love to know that too. So who's out there tonight wants to say hello?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
I've been
in the program
for about 4 months.
Okay, this is I heard a woman and a man, so we'll go with the man first. You already started, so say your name again.
John.
Hey, John, and you've been on 4 months, you said?
Yes, I think it's about 4 months.
Great, and how are you doing so far?
I was doing great, but then something happened, so that's why I'm on here tonight.
Oh, well, good. Well, you know what? Life does happen. That's what life's all about, right?
Right.
So we can talk about that in our Q&A. Are you going to hang on around for that?
Yes.
Great. So if you just share, how much weight did you lose so far anyway?
Well, I had some medical problems. I lost about 45 pounds, and then the weight stopped going off and started coming back on.
So. Oh, okay. Well, we would love to chat with you about that as soon as our Q&A comes on. So hold on that line. All right.
Okay.
So who else is out there? There was a lady that started to say hello.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, Lori. My name is Ann Carter. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi. And I'm glad to be on this call tonight to ask a question for one of my clients. And I lost 56 pounds 4 years ago.
Wow. I love hearing people that have not only lost the weight, but are successful at keeping it off. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Absolutely, Lori. Thank you for being here.
Let her know that her phone's still here.
All right. And then after you say hello, if you would remute your phone by hitting *6, your phone will mute again. And who else is out there tonight? Anybody else want to say hi before we get started?
Hello, my name is Agnes.
Hi, Agnes. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. So tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Lebanon, Pennsylvania, and this is my very first call.
Well, we are glad you're on. So how long have you been on? Are you on program or are you just checking it out?
No, I'm on program. I actually only started on October 21st.
Oh, you're a newbie, and how's it going?
Oh, it's going so well, it's almost too good to be true.
Well, I love hearing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So have you gotten on the scale since you started October 21st?
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have. I'm only on the program about 11 days, and I've lost 11 pounds.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I go to see my cardiologist next Tuesday, so I'm anxious to go, Joe, to see what he has to say.
Really? You're showing him, right?
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Good for you. Well, how are you feeling?
I'm really feeling wonderful.
Good. And I'm glad you're seeing your doctor. We do say, especially if you have a cardiologist, probably means you're on some heart medicine. So as you lose weight, those medications will need to be adjusted. So it's really good to make sure your doctors know you're on this program. And as you're losing weight, periodically go in and just have your blood work checked and your medication doses checked to make sure they're at the right dose for you. So, well, Agnes, congratulations. You're doing fantastic. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I plan on it.
Great. We have time. Anybody else want to say hello before we get going? All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing, everyone. And I would love to now bring on to the phone our doctor in house, Dr. Cheryl Child, to start with our great tip for the week. Cheryl?
Well, thanks, Lori. So I just rolled in from a 9.5-hour drive by myself. So if I start rambling, Lori, you have total permission to cut me off. But anyway, so it's the 1st of November, and we always like to look and see what kind of awareness issues are up. And it turns out November is Diabetes Awareness Month and also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Well, diabetes is everybody, and I'm going to just let some of the other docs, I encourage you all to get on some of the other calls later this month because I know people will be talking about it. It's such an important topic. It is such an epidemic and so completely reversible. Type 2, and treatable with proper lifestyle and weight loss. So you will definitely want to continue to check in on these calls, because I'm sure somebody will be talking about it. But I thought, you know, not a lot of people know, and I would bet if we took a poll on this call that not a lot of people appreciate that Alzheimer's and even most cases of dementia are also connected to lifestyle. Can have some causative effects, causative factors, based on overweight and other lifestyle choices. So I thought I don't have a lot of studies here to show you. I just thought I'd mention a few general facts about this so that it might enlighten some of you about it. Alzheimer's, similarly to diabetes, has unfortunately experienced a huge increase in incidence in the United States. According to the Alzheimer's Organization, more than 5 million people have Alzheimer's. It's the sixth leading cause of death now. Since 2000, deaths from Alzheimer's have increased 89%, according to them. That's crazy, right? And the three main areas of concern, we don't know what causes it. But there's a lot of research going on right now. But there are some associations and some general things that we can say about it. So three basic areas. One is genetics. So there is a genetic factor, and people can have genetics variants in their family history that can predispose them. There can be vascular issues that predispose people to developing all kinds of dementia as well as Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is just, as you may know, one form. There are many different kinds of dementia. And then also lifestyle factors. So, when it comes to genetics, it's not always, written in stone. If you have certain genetic variants that you are definitely going to, in other words, we have a lot of control over our genetic expression, and that can be connected to lifestyle. The vascular component often has to do with inflammation and all of the other things that you think of that, if you have blood vessel disease in your heart, or you have maybe leg claudication in your legs pain, you have blood vessel disease somewhere in your body. It also is in your brain, right? So you can't just separate out cardiovascular disease to the heart. And of course, that also has a connection to lifestyle. When we talk about lifestyle, things like we do know that, there does seem to be an association. There's an adage. What's good for your heart is good for your brain. And so, in other words, high blood pressure, smoking, high cholesterol, poorly controlled type 2 diabetes, and so forth are all associated with incidence or risk for Alzheimer's. So whether it's inflammation or what the process is, basically if you lose weight, if you start adopting healthy lifestyles by moving more, we have a chapter in our Habits of Health book on brain health, and I encourage you all to look at that. Mental activities, being social, all of these things, along with proper nutrition, which of course we have lots of training on, can decrease your risk, can cut your, you know, proper, let's see, the American Diabetes Foundation says proper nutrition can cut the risk in half. So, you know, I'm sure these statistics are, they're general, they're vague, we don't, it's a hard thing to measure, but there's no question that improving your lifestyle, no matter what you do, the smallest steps on forward are going to make you healthier, whether you were talking about your brain, your kidneys, or your heart, or any other organ system. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about, if you ever do think about dementia and your risk for it. But that's all I got, Lori.
Oh, that's great. And I will just say that purple is, you know how like pink is for breast cancer? Purple is for Alzheimer's disease. So this month, purple is the color to wear if you want to shout out and give your support to Alzheimer's. So thank you so much, Dr. Child. That was fantastic information and well taken. So thank you. And then what I'd like to do now is we are going to open it up to questions. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that have questions either about your program or about, you know, something else that's going on, and you have a physician and a nurse right now on this call for the until 8:30, and so we'd love to hear whatever question you have. And remember, no question is not an important question, because what you're thinking about, somebody else on this call might be thinking too and needs that answer. So please speak up. So everybody's line is muted. You hit *6 to unmute your line, and then after you ask your question and you're finished with your answer, then you'll hit *6 again to mute it back. So who has a question for either Dr. Child or myself?
Hi, Dr. Child. This is Connie Torres.
Hi, Connie.
Yeah, I'm a health coach down in Kissimmee, Florida. John said hello to you earlier. He is a client of mine. So I'm going to let him continue with this conversation, and thank you for helping him.
Well, sure. Are you on, John?
Yes, I am.
*6 yourself. Okay, there you are.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I don't really know exactly where to start, but I went on the program, has it been 4 months, I think, or something like that, was doing really well, lost 40-some pounds, and then all of a sudden I hit a plateau and I wasn't losing, and now I'm gaining back. But there's a lot of health circumstances involved in there too. At the same time, I just had a heart cath, which they were not able to open up the artery that's 85% blocked because it's calcified, and so I have to go back again so they can roto-rooter it and put a stent in. But prior to that, in December, was in the hospital for most of the month of December, had sepsis and cellulitis. My kidneys shut down while I was in the hospital, and they're back up and running, but I'm in stage 3 kidney disease. I also am a type 2 diabetic, of which I had all this stuff under control until December, and then things started falling apart. My doctor, I see, I don't know, four or five doctors, one for the kidneys, one for the heart, one my primary care physician. They're recommending that I go off of the program for a period of time to see what's going on. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, is what's happening, that I put most of what I took off back on.
So you had all this happen in December, and then you went on the 5-in-1 program 4 months ago?
Yes.
Did you talk to your...
They recommended I do the 2 and 4. That's what Connie said to do. And then we asked the doctor, and the doctor said it was okay to go to the 5 and 1, and that's what I had been doing.
Okay.
Right.
And did,
so
did you talk to... Excuse me?
Medications that I'm taking, or...
Well, maybe, but first of all, did your doctor know the level of protein that you were going to be taking in?
I told him at the beginning that I was going on Metafast. At that time, it was still Metafast, and he said that was fine, and it was going along really well, and then it's my numbers have been changing, my weight's been changing, and he recommended that I go off of it until we see if there's something going on there, or if it's a combination of my health issues or medications that I'm on.
I'm not a nephrologist, and not even an internist. I was a general practitioner, but in general, you know, your protein. I'm not just because a doctor knows Metafast may not know how much protein you're getting in. Very often with kidney disease, you need to cut back on the amount of protein. How did you feel while you were on the 5 and 1?
I felt great. My numbers, you know, on
blood work.
My blood, you know, from my when I would test my blood. I mean, it was down into, it was sticking around 80, 85, you know.
What was? What's that?
When I was testing my blood for my diet for sugar.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well,
and now it's back up again, and it seems like everything that was going so great is now reversed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm not familiar with, you know, the diet. I know that you need to really watch, you know, total potassium and protein intake and so forth when you have kidney disease. And but if you felt good on the 5 and 1, I guess Lori also has extensive experience with this. So she can fill in some blanks here, perhaps. But on the front of it, if someone is otherwise doing well on the 5 and 1 and then stops, what we would ask anybody is, were you continuing to drink, you know, at least 64 to 80 some ounces of water every day?
Yeah, I drink Powerade Zero, and I drink a lot of it.
And were you sleeping?
And regular water, too.
Okay, were you sleeping, sleeping well?
I never sleep well. I sleep, but I have arthritis in my knees, and in December when I was in the hospital, I had been taking a lot of Advil in order to handle the pain, and I went back into the hospital with 2 bleeding ulcers and had almost bled out. So now I can't take anything for the pain. So I'm awake every half hour to an hour, changing positions in the bed because of the pain in my knee. So, I mean, I sleep well during that 45 minutes to an hour until I move, and then I go back to sleep, and then.
Mm-hmm. And are you exercising?
No, because Connie said at the point where you were at that we were not supposed to exercise.
Mm-hmm. And what is your diet like now?
Well, I'm still on the 5 to 1. 5 and 1.
Oh, you are?
Right.
I thought you said they told you to go off of it.
Well, they did, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I go back to the doctor tomorrow, so I was going to see what you all had to say and then take it to him.
I'm really surprised that you gained 40 pounds back on the 5 and 1. I mean, that doesn't happen. Lori, have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, and I mean, unless it's water weight gain, which would be heart, you know,
right,
something that's going on where you're holding in water, had nothing to do with our program. The 5 and 1 is such a low-calorie, low-glycemic that I've never heard anybody actually gaining weight on it. So, no, that's
I was
very...
On, I am on Lasix, but they told me to take it only when I absolutely had to.
Well, do you feel like your hands are swelling or holding in water? I mean, 40 pounds of water, that'd be pretty hard to do. So.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of water.
Yeah. And are you measuring? Have you measured your lean and green lately to make sure you're doing the right portions?
Yes.
And are you journaling all your food and maybe sending it to your coach?
No, I have not been journaling.
Do you snack in between or do anything?
But I'm doing it with this program with my wife, and she's losing.
Well, and you're doing it sounds like I'm glad you're going to your doctor, because I can't imagine what's going on, because that does not, this isn't like Dr. Child said, it doesn't happen on the 5-in-1. I mean, people get in a fat burn and they feel great and they lose weight and they consistently transform their body and their lives. So for you to lose the weight, doing very well, and then gain it back, what is different from the time when you lost your weight, you were on the 5-in-1?
Yes.
And then when did you find your weight started gaining it back? Had you switched at all to the 4-in-2, or you've always stayed on the 5-in-1?
Stayed on the 5-in-1. The main thing was the heart situation came in to play. It changed some medications.
What medications are you on?
That's a big list.
Oh.
Byetta, Lasix, Glipizide, Trendelapril, Verapamil, Statin, Euloric, Prandate, aspirin, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C, iron supplement, flaxseed oil, and then the newest one is Brilinta. It's a blood thinner, 90 milligrams twice a day.
I can't think of anything. If you really have been, I mean, in 10 years, and Lori's been at this for
17,
we've never ever seen anybody on the 5-in-1, no matter what kind of pathology going on, that when they did the 5-in-1, that they didn't lose weight. So I would definitely want to check with.
I did lose, and then it turned around.
Right. Hey, is your Verapamil something they recently added?
Yes.
Okay, so I would tell your doctor that since you've been on Verapamil, you've had a pretty sudden weight gain after you've lost all that weight, and he might want to change that medication. That's the only thing I can think of. It's you know what, I'm not a doctor, so I would make sure he knows that any, like, look back at any medications he's added that all of a sudden you had sudden weight gain like this. I mean, you lost 40 pounds, and then you gain the 40 pounds back, and how fast? How fast?
I don't know, probably over the last 2 months.
Oh, 2 months. Okay, I would still let him know, because that could be not the right medication. But anyway, that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know anything else.
You do need to be careful with Verapamil with kidney disease also. So,
That's it.
That's a stumper.
I know. So I'd love for you to get back on next week so we can hear what the doctor said. But I do want to give some time for other people that might have some questions, because they may have a question that other people have that can help others too. So,
okay.
John, I wish you the best, and I do want. I wish we had like an something to give you more, but I would say I'm glad you're going to your doctor. See what he says. Make sure he knows that you are doing well, you haven't changed anything, and all of a sudden you gained this weight. He needs to look over, you know, what his plan is for you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Marcy, and I've been on the program kind of off and on for the last 4 months, but my weight was really only to lose about 18 pounds, and I've lost 13 out of the 18. But since I started the program, I've kind of lost my sense of taste, And I had the beginning for the last few years, the symptoms of Sjogren's, and now the Sjogren's is like in full force. I have no saliva that I produce. I'm on a medication to help me with the saliva. And I was just wondering if, I don't know, with all the soy could cause that to happen?
No.
No, that's... No way.
This is coincidental, but this all happened at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's soy doesn't have that kind of an effect. In fact, we, to tell you the truth, we usually see, you know, in, again, it's an autoimmune process that sometimes people actually see improvements in autoimmune situations when they're getting healthier. So I would say there may be a stress mechanism involved. I don't know, Lori, if you have an idea on this. But the loss of taste, that can't be explained by the program. There is a slight physiologic stress response is all I can think of when you're in ketogenesis or fat burning. And I would think that would, as soon as you get finished getting your weight off and you don't have that much further to go, it sounds like. If it's troublesome, you can always go to a 4-2-1 program, fuelings, two lean and greens, and a healthy snack, and your coach can give you a guide on that. But that would be a little, it wouldn't be fat burning state. It'd be a little less physiologically stressful, but still be a very healthy and, help with inflammation in general because you're eating healthier that way as well. Lori, do you have any other ideas?
So that's why I went on the program because I do have a connective tissue condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I thought, well, if I lose the weight and, you know, maybe the inflammation will, you know, get a little bit. I mean, I've kind of been in remission for probably about 12 years. I don't take any medication anymore. But I do have some underlying issues where, you know, the enzyme levels go up. And so that's why I decided to go on the program in the first place. And then this started and I thought, oh, gee whiz. So I'm hanging in there because, you know, I have my goal. But I was just wondering if.
Yeah, no, I don't see there any correlation, and you could go to a 4-2-1 or a 4-2, like Dr. Chow said, but it's just good nutrition, and it's balanced, and it's like, it's actually really good for you, and if you need to lose weight, I mean, I find that it actually helps, so I don't know why you would all of a sudden have a resurgence of it.
And I would bet that you... I would, again, like John, I'd love to have you come back in, in a month or so once you've finished getting to your goal weight, whenever that is, and go into transition and maintenance with the maintenance program and getting out of fat burning. I'd be interested to see if you feel better than you did before you started.
But I would see that position if you haven't seen him for a while for your Sjogren's.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Actually have an appointment. He's very difficult to get into, but the rheumatologist. But I have an appointment like mid-month, and we'll do a comparison in the testing and see what happens.
Good.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Well, good luck for you.
Much.
I hope you start feeling better. Yes, and you're welcome. And that is all for our questions. If you wanted to ask a question and you did not have time, we apologize for our short time. But you can email me, and if it's to Dr. Child, I'll send it on to her. But my email, I've changed it lately. It's optimizinglife, and then the number 2@gmail.com. Again, that's optimizinglife2@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to answer it or pass your question on to Dr. Child to get it answered. And remember, this call happens every weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which is beginning right now. And so you need to hop on that if you love the Habits of Health book and workbook, or if you just can't get yourself to pick it up, get on this Zoom. You're going to learn a new habit every week. It's really fun. It's a half an hour Zoom, which is like a webinar. And I think you'll absolutely love it. So what you do is you simply log in to www.zoom.us, and then you enter the meeting ID. Get ready to write this down, 113-312-513. Again, it's 113-312-513. and you will be popped right in. You may have to download something. It takes like a minute, but it's free. And then pop in there, and you will be learning a new habit of health that you can use this week. So anyways, thank you and congratulations on investing some time in your health this evening. We are so glad that you joined us. Thanks for all your participation. And thank you so much, Dr. Child, for your wisdom and your contribution tonight. So everybody have a great night, and we will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everyone. Have a great,
good night,
healthy
everyone.
Week.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.